Healthcare workers were among the first to be offered vaccines in the United States, and many consider it a privilege as well as a responsibility.
I believe, yeah, the mandate is a good idea. I think people should get vaccinated.
But now it's no longer a choice. In New York, it is a state and soon to be federal requirement in the medical field.
Yeah, I think everybody should get mandate, you know. I don't care. Forget them. If they want to get fired, let them get fired.
Here at Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo, New York, more than 95% of the staff are compliant, but the rest have been placed on unpaid leave, and the hospital has had to cut back on some procedures.
I mean, overall, it's going to affect the people that need the help. It's going to affect the patients and the people that are sick in the nursing homes that are going to be understaffed, a lot of surgeries that are being canceled. So it's the patients that are being affected by it more than anybody else.
To ease staffing concerns, New York's governor has signed an executive order loosening restrictions on who can work in certain positions. But she's defending the mandate, which will also affect teachers.
Can't we just say that that is a basic right that everyone has to know that they'll be safe when they enter a healthcare facility, or you have your elderly parents or grandparents in a nursing home, that they will not get sick because of someone who's charged with their care?
Still, physician's assistant Deborah Conrad says she's been safely serving on the front lines of the pandemic without the vaccine and would rather lose the job she's held for nearly two decades than be forced to comply. She says she wants to see more long-term studies on vaccine side effects.
I have all my childhood vaccines, my updated vaccines, my children have their vaccines. Just because I'm questioning this one, which is a new technology for a new virus, doesn't make me an anti-vaccine person. It just makes me somebody that wants informed consent.
The state of New York actually has one of the highest vaccination rates in the country. So if there are compliance and staffing issues here, the question is, what will that mean for the rest of the country, where there's more vaccine resistance and mandates from the federal government have yet to go into effect?
Even before President Joe Biden mandated shots for businesses with more than 100 workers, however, dozens of high-profile companies, from United Airlines to Disney, had already begun insisting their workers get vaccinated. The federal mandates alone will cover as many as 100 million Americans, and if they achieve their goal, ensure there are enough healthy people available to fill any vacancies. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, Buffalo, New York.